Hello everyone, welcome to the Off-Topic Talk Special Edition. I'm breaking from my new schedule of doing about two shows a month to bring you a special short edition of Off-Topic Talk. A regular full-length edition will be out in a couple of weeks, so please stay tuned. Hello everyone, this is the Off-Topic Talk Microcast. I came across a science news item, thanks to the BBC News, that I just had to pass on immediately. Scientists at the University College in London have created a technique allowing prosthetic limbs to be attached directly to the bone inside the limb. To date, prostheses were normally strapped or fastened on in some fashion with no internal connections. The current techniques of fastening prosthesis on creates lots of pressure-related sores, irritation to the skin. The problem to this date of fastening a prosthesis directly to the bone was the risk of infection traveling down the attachment point through the skin into the person's bone. To get around this problem, researchers studied the way deer's antlers grow out through the skin of the deer while not allowing infection to travel back down underneath the skin. And they created a technique whereby skin meshes in with a titanium rod that is attached to the bone and extends out through the surface of the skin. This meshing process, which they have called, bear with me for a moment, intraosseous transcutaneous amputation prosthesis, meshes the skin directly to the titanium in such a way as to seal off the area around the rod and yet still provide enough flexibility that the skin does not tear when put under pressure. What this leads to is prostheses that have a direct connection to the bone. They're more secure, less prone to the skin irritation using current techniques of attachment, and further down the road, paves the way for direct neural connection controlling a prosthetic limb. This kind of neural control is already being experimented with, and there are a number of other articles, which I'll post links to, with people who are using this process. The new connection techniques would allow a permanent or semi-permanent limb to be attached and have a more direct control rather than pads attached through electrodes to the surface of the skin on some other part of the body. Initial trials have already been run using a small group of patients with missing thumbs and fingers. The next stage will be to carry out limb replacement on lower limb amputees, one of the eventual goals being to provide prosthetic limbs for many of the victims of the bombings from last year. The current timetable they're listing is thumb and forefinger replacements in the next few years, and upper and lower limb replacements could be in place, could be done as early as 5 years from now. Coupled with the ongoing technology of prosthetic limb control through neural interface and further developments in prosthetic limbs, especially hands, and the prospects for some amputees to regain almost normal use of limbs is just astounding. Go take a look at the articles and branch off from the site. Take a look at some of the companion articles that will be in the links. This is an amazing development, and I hope everyone takes a few minutes to appreciate just what medical technology is capable of these days. This has been an Off-Topic Talk microcast. Off-Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike license. You can visit us on our website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com. Spread the word. And everyone, until next time, have a safe journey.
Opening and closing music today was Ministry of Clodagh by AMB26, available at music.podshow.com.